Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
I want to do sort of a Burt Show Guinness Book of World Records here. And I want to find the person that has driven the longest in the wrong direction before you realize that you had taken a wrong turn somewhere. And here's why I'm asking. We have a friend, Katie, who was in South Carolina. And on Sunday, she was supposed to be driving back to Georgia.
Oh, no.
And it just took one wrong turn on Route 17. She was supposed to be going south, and she ended up going north for 1 hour. So let's call it 60 miles would be our starting point before she realized, wait a second, something here doesn't look right. Like, we're in Albany, New York, and we're supposed to be in Georgia.
Wait a second. Where are we going?
Wait a minute. Something doesn't make sense. So she puts GPS in, and she realizes, good God, I just went an hour out of my way.
Wrong way, because that's 2 hours.
2 hours. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Detour. Oh, especially with Thanksgiving traffic. That is the worst.
It is. When that realization that you're going the wrong way, that pit in your stomach, like, what a waste of my life right here.
When we did the contest where we took winners out to Las Vegas to get married, the Diamond Dash, the Solomon Brothers Diamond Dash, that's what it was. The bus driver made a mistake leaving Memphis and didn't realize it until he hit North Carolina.
Oof.
Oh, wow, that hurts.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No. I remember that happening.
Yeah, he was supposed to go west, obviously, because they had stops
in
all these
way.
Different cities. So they had Graceland, obviously, so they hung out and they saw Graceland, and that was cool. And then the bus driver...
It takes 8 or 9 hours to get through Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, they know.
Wow.
It threw us off by a whole day because their next stop was supposed to be.
I didn't get that.
So we're
had to skip their next stop or something.
So, hey, where are you guys? Well, we're in Memphis again. Alrighty then.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I've gotten out of my way before. Like, I've been in the right direction, but I was trying to get to a beach location on the East Coast, and it was, I forgot if it was in South Carolina or. It must have been South Carolina. But anyway, so I took 85 up to Greenville rather than 20 over. So it was probably an extra 2.5 hours for me to drive then south through South Carolina. So I saw the whole state, which is a beautiful state.
I think it's more impressive to hear the mile difference. So in your 2.5 hours, what are you talking, 120 miles?
I'm not good at that, but let's say,
120 miles.
Yeah.
All right. Good morning, Lauren. You're on Q100. Hi.
Good morning.
Hi. How far out of your way?
Oh, let's see. I lived in Dayton, Ohio. Drove to Paducah, Kentucky for work. Coming back, the next sign I see is welcome to Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, whoops.
So how many miles are we talking about here?
I honestly have no idea. I just know I didn't get home until 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oops. How many hours?
It was a good 4 hours out of my way.
4 hours.
Oh, in the middle in February in a snowstorm.
Oh, that's horrible. Dude.
So you have to assume that you're going 60 miles an hour. So that's what, 240 miles out of your way.
Probably.
Oh, I did it one time going from Gainesville to Tallahassee when I was a freshman in college, and we were turned around for probably about an hour going back towards Jacksonville instead of towards Tallahassee on I-10.
And then it's that feeling that you have. Wait a second. Are we going the right way? And then you start looking for the sign, the interstate sign, to see if it says north or south or whatever.
And for some reason, it won't come for forever.
Right.
Right.
Because
right.
You need it.
Yes.
Hey, Rebecca. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I went to the University of Tennessee. Woohoo!
Go Balls!
And, and when I was trying to go home, it was 8 hours away from Knoxville. My parents dropped me off, and they said, come home by yourself. Now, this was before MapQuest, and I had never been on the interstate. I spun around 285 for 4 hours. I could not figure out how to get off on 85 South to go to Columbus. Could not do it. Went to a Waffle House finally in tears and asked the guy, I said, I will pay you money to take me to Columbus. I didn't have no way.
So how could you?
I know, it was awful. I was a little girl from a small town, never been in the big city, and my family still talks about that. And I'm in my 30s.
285 goes east, west, north, and south. And I know it sounds dumb, but when you first move here, and if you just get it confuses
confusing.
You.
Things look awfully familiar here.
You're like, wait a second. I thought I was going east. Yeah. And now
look,
I'm going
kids,
north.
Big Ben. Look, yeah. Kids, Big Ben.
Good morning, Jennifer. You're on Q100.
Hey, I'd like to say I love your show, but I picked up a friend of mine from the airport, and we were supposed to have been going to Hilton Head, and we ended up in Alabama.
Oh,
we went down 85, and we ended up off of the exit, the first exit in Alabama, before we realized we went the wrong way.
Whoops.
Oh, wow.
How many hours difference is that?
Oh, my gosh. Let's see. It takes about 4 hours to get to Hilton Head. We got there in about 10 hours.
So what are y'all doing?
Three-state difference.
Just talking and hanging out and paying attention?
It was funny because I had my girls, my two daughters, in the back seat. My oldest one's 13, and she kept saying, Mom, we're headed to Montgomery. I'm like, oh, that's all right, Sarah. We're fine. We're going the right way. Mom, we're in Alabama. And she's like, you should have listened to me. I'm like, yeah, I guess I should have, because then we had to go all the way across Georgia to even get to South Carolina.
So we had about 300-mile difference there.
Oh, yeah. It was bad.
That is so funny because, I mean, Atlanta, yeah, that's so funny. Again, she's 13, and so she will always, you know, anyway.
Good morning, Jessica. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi. When I was 16, right after I got my driver's license, a bunch of my friends decided we were going to go to Graceland, and let's just say I wasn't mine to be driving. A friend of mine was navigating, and he's like, go here, go here. And we didn't realize until I got pulled over by a state trooper in Mississippi that we were going west instead of northwest. So.
And your parents like, dude, I don't lay on the map upside
exactly.
down.
Exactly. It was horrible.
And you're driving 15 miles an hour.
Right.
So did the cops say to you by any chance, all right, kids, where are you from? You're like, we're from Atlanta. Where are you headed? We're headed to Graceland, Memphis. He's like, by way of where?
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.